one goes to Miss Monica Mead, M-E-A-D-E. Dear Miss Mead, thank you very much for your thoughtfulness and kindness in bringing us the Shamrocks from County Tipperary, T-I-P-P-E-R-A-R-Y. It is especially meaningful to me because my father, having been orphaned at age 6, until just lately, I have known very little about his family background, except that we came from Ireland. Now, of course, I have heard from Ireland and know a great deal more about the family line. Again, let me thank you. You were very kind and thoughtful. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Buddy Ibsen. Dear Buddy, I know I'm very late on this, but you've had your openings in San Francisco and Los Angeles, but unfortunately, mail now, having to go through the mail room, takes some time in getting to me. I've just learned from Bernie Kamins, K-A-M-I-N-S, about, quote, turn to the right, unquote. So, even though I have no chance now to say, quote, break a leg, unquote, just know that Nancy and I hope you're having tremendous success and are delighted to know that you are doing this. There hasn't been enough stardust along the trail recently, but I know that you will have taken care of that with your artistry. Nancy sends her love, and we both wish you the best. Sincerely, Ron. This one goes to Mr. Eldon Haskell, H-A-S-K-E-L-L. Dear Mr. Haskell, thank you very much for your letter, and I must say for the encouraging words about water. When I hear of nearby wells bringing in 86 gallons a minute, it makes me think of how we've been struggling along with about 1.5 gallons a minute. So we'll live in hope. As you know from your contact with the Navy, they are going forward on this actually because of their own needs up there for their personnel. Thanks too for sending me the letter from Jack Swanson. It is an offer of the loan of a very beautiful Western painting, which I'm quite sure we would enjoy having in the White House for as long as we're here. There is a little place inside me that remains very homesick for the ranch and those hills. You've been very kind with your offer of help, and both Nancy and I are truly grateful. I hope one day our paths will cross again, preferably there in California. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. J. N. Swanson. Dear Jack Swanson, how good it was to get you a letter, and I thank you for your very kind words. More than that, however, I thank you very much for the offer of the painting. You are more than kind to want to lend this to us while we are here in our public housing. We would be most happy to have it, with the understanding that it be returned to you when we move out. Thank you again for your kindness. Sincerely and gratefully, Ronald Reagan. But now there are going to be two letters with regard to this one. The first one will go to Mrs. Peg Freeborn. She's the one in the middle of the letter here. Dear Mrs. Freeborn, I have just received a letter from Mrs. Anna Lucas, L-U-C-A-S. In it, she enclosed your Valentine to me as printed in the press and journal. I just want to thank you very much for your drawing, which did a great deal for my ego. And thank you for the message accompanying it and your column. I'll just keep this on hand for when the other cartoons get too heavy to bear. Please know you have brightened my day, reinforced my strength, and made me a Peg Freeborn fan. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. Now, this one goes to Mrs. Anna Christine Lucas. Dear Mrs. Lucas, I can't tell you how grateful I am for your kind letter and for sending me the Valentine drawn by Mrs. Freeborn. I had not seen it, and I have just written her to thank her for her kind words and for her very flattering portrait of me. And with regard to thank yous, Mrs. Lucas, let me thank you very much for your prayers.